Excuse myself if I'm late. There's the traffic in the way. Unexpected traffic. So, nonetheless, the Shkocha protest. Took now. I think it has its time. Yom Tov of Pesach is coming along. One of the main ideas of Pesach is being keep chapazon yitzosim Mitzrayim. Went out of Mitzrayim, chapazon very fast, very quick. Deeper meaning of puzzle is that we are Rodom Eino, the fire of Mitzrayim, slaves to fire of Mitzrayim. A slave is like he doesn't have his own identity. I think the word is subservient to his master. He's bottled. He's bottled to the master. He doesn't have his own existence. He's considered like a part of the property of the master. So in other words, Klal Yisrael was not a nation, like sort of was like non-existent in Mitzrayim. Avadam Ayinu. Avodah Me'inu L'Farah B'Mitzrayim. They're sort of off the map. No, not a nation. Not an Am B'Chlal. Not an identity for itself. Chazal tell us Iber B'Me'imai. Like a womb, like a Iber.
Fetus
in the womb of his mother that doesn't have his own existence. And Chatzos HaLayla and Yetzer B'Sech Mitzrayim, second of Chatzos, such a second that Moshe said Kachatzos, in other words, he can't even grasp that second. Eventually, it was Bachatzi Alayl. It's like a spark, a time that can't be grasped by humans. Only Hashem Himself knows that second of Chatzi Alayl. He Bachatzi Alayl and Yoytzim Sach Mitzrayim. All of a sudden, he became Am Yisrael. Not like every nation that comes, that gets born slowly from generation to generation till it becomes a nation. Here, before the second of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, we were sort of non-existent. And the second of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, Am Yotzam and Mitzrayim, we became a nation of Hashem, we became the Am Hashem. So the chipazon yitzosim in Mitzrayim. He went out of Mitzrayim, chipazon, very quick. In other words, you went out of Mitzrayim from second to second. One second you were non-existent, and the next second you became a nation. So the deeper meaning of that is that is a creation of Zman. Zman, time, is a creation. The Gross explains Baruch Oseh Bereshis means the creation of time. Eventually made Bereshis, made time. Time is a creation of Hashem. And time has its own limitations, its own shortcomings. There's something that's above time. and neshama. The nefesh, neshama, is higher than the laws of time. The beginning of our nation of Klal Yisrael starts from Avraham Avinu. He's the cherished of our sectation. We have always the in Chazal, they speak about the tribute of Avraham Avinu. Zuzai de Avraham, the Zrizus of Avraham. Avraham has a middle of Zrizus of doing everything very quick. Doing everything very, very rapid, very quick. Which means that the urge of the nefesh to go out of the limitations of Zman, to go out of the limitations of things that take time, give that urge and that tribute to try to do everything without Zman. That Zman, the least Zman should be part of his actions. He does it fast because he doesn't want time to take effect, to take hold of his actions. He tries to reduce the effect that Zman has on everything that he does. Zrizusei d'Avram, Zrizus of Avram. Kahanam, Zrizumam, Kahanam as Zrizum. They have a neshama, they do everything with a neshama, which tries to go out of the limitations of Zman. This is a very sort of a very basic and important attribute of Klal Yisrael, characteristic trait of Klal Yisrael, that they're higher than Zman. And in the Yom Tovim, we say Mikadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. Mikadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. The Rebbeinu is Mekadosh Klal Yisrael and the Zmanim. Yisrael are Mekadosh Zmanim. The three Zmanim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, which Klal Yisrael sanctify, they're Mekadosh, that Zman. They bring a Kiddush in the Zman. And in these three Zmanim, these are remembrance, these are reliving of what happened in these manam, what happened in by Klal Yisrael, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, the manam covered Sukkis, which is part of the of the selection of Klal Yisrael, that the Rebbeinu Shem selected Klal Yisrael to be the Am HaNifcha, to be the chosen nation. And we say by every Yom Tov, we say Ata b'chatanu mikol ha'amim. Ata b'chatanu mikol ha'amim. In other words, in the Yom Tov, the Rebbeinu Shem gives that light to every neshama, which is the light of Kedushas Yisrael. And this Kedushas Yisrael is very much connected with the fact that Yisrael are above Zman. They're above Zman. They're higher than Zman. They are mekadosh. They bring a kedusha in the Zman, and they take out Zman out of its limitations, out of its shortcomings, out of the faults that could come through the creation of Zman, because they are above Zman. You see that Zman has shortcoming, whatever. It's something that's missing in the creation of Zman. You could see it by Maase Bereishis. You have the Shemesh and the Reyach, you have the sun and the moon. Chazal speak a lot about the miyut ha'ireach, the Ben Shalem reduced the light of the moon. And on the two Ma'aris, the Shemesh and the Reyach, the Torah says, "V'hoil oisa is zmanim leyom and leshanim, oisa mayadim leyom and leshanim." You count time through the Shemesh and the Reyach, through the rise and the set of the Shemesh and the whole seasons, all the zmanim are counted according to the mahalach of the Yireyach, the going of the Yireyach, the changes that happen in the Shemesh and the Yireyach. Since they are the instruments, so to speak, of measuring zman, and if you find a miyut ha'yireyach, you find something that's missing in zman, it's called whatever that means. I'm not going to explain it now, but there's something missing in the Yireyach. So that means that something is missing in Zman. If something is missing in the instruments that measure Zman, that symbolizes that something is missing in the essential creation of Zman. And the mitzvah Rishonish and Stavu Bo Yisrael, the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael was mitzvah when they went out of Mitzrayim, before Korban Pesach, before everything, the first word that the Menshem told Moshe, the first mitzvah that I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim, is a Chodesh Azay Lochem Reish Chodoshim, that you're be Mikadosh the Chodesh. And through your Kiddush HaChodesh, you will enable that ultimately the Yireyach will shine like the sun and the Yireyach and everything what's miyut ha'yireyach, every Rosh Chodesh, when we bring a kapara, we bring a karma, a vialai kapara, shem yadati as ha'yireyach, so you will ultimately be rectified that mishap in the Yireyach, which symbolizes the mishap in Zman, the mishap in the whole creation of Zman. And this is the first mitzvah of Klal Yisrael. And since this is the first mitzvah of Klal Yisrael, so that shows that this is part of the Atah B'chatanu Mikol Ha'amim, that we are the chosen people, the people that are above all the limitations that Zman can have, all the effects that Zman can have on the Neshama, and our Neshama could arise above all the limitations of Zman, and be mekadosh, on the contrary, rectify the faults of Zman, be mekadosh the Zman. And this happens every Yom Tov. We say, mekadosh Yisrael, mekadosh Yisrael v'azman. The version is mekadosh Klal Yisrael and the Zman. Say a small remez. That Masechtas Yom Tov is called in Shas Masechtas Beitza. Beitza without a Yud is Gematria Zman. And with a Yud, Yud shows on Kodesh. That shows on Kodesh. Yud is Chacham, Chacham is Kodesh. And that means that the Klal Yisrael bring a Yud, bring a Kodesh in the Zman. And the Beitza, which is Gematria Zman. It's a remes, which this the Masechtas Yom Tov. Zman has three parts. Zman has a past, a present, and a future. And we say, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch, Lo'ilam Vach. Hashem Melech in the present, Hashem Moloch in the past, and Hashem Yimloch in the future. On another small remez, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimlech, is Gematria Mashiach. Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimlech, Lo Ilam Vah. There's a lot of Rimozim, I won't be too elaborate on Rimozim. I won't go off tangent, try to not explain. There's three parts of Zman. There's the Over, there's the Asur, and there's the future and there's the present. these three parts of Zman bring three shortcomings and three mishaps in the union of in the creation of time. However, something which is past makes a certain distance. A distance from the present and the past. And as more as the distance goes along and goes further and further, so it comes along with a trait which is called shikha, which is called forgetting. If something happened a long time ago, it's a long old story. It's forgotten. Old stories get forgetfulness comes from the distance that the Avar Zman is distant from the present, and forgetfulness is a fault. It's certainly not something that you're looking for. You try not to forget, and the Zman, which is the reason, which is the cause of forgetting, is a mishap in Zman. Zman makes you forget. There is the present. There is the hoiva, which is the present. Present is something that's now. That's now. It's the present situation. Old stories make you sometimes excited. Old stories, people like to hear old stories. People have life and they look out always for the future. The future, the hope always for a good future. And you think a lot about hope, what's going to happen in the future. But the present is sort of like lacks feeling. When people live in the present, present is sort of monotonous. It's the asher yeshe. It's the come and go, you know, every day. I think that's the present situation. That's where you are now. Nobody gets excited about the present. When the present becomes a past, then you have sweet memories. Then you look back and you derive a certain life, a certain excitement of things that happen. But when it's in the present, it's monotonous. It's without life. You know that Klal Yisrael always has to be in a state of chiyus, of chayim, of excitement. It's a very exciting life. The Bereshit gave the neshama a life which is full of chayim, chayiseinu, kayoim hazeh. Even this day, the yoim hazeh, in the present, we have life. Tzaddikim live in the present with a life full of simcha, full of happiness, full of fulfillment, full of life. Just, it's not, they don't live a monotonous life, they live a life of schachus. It's called the schachus. Schachus means like something that happened right now, like something that never happened, like a new thing. People try to look for new things, for excitement, for new things, not try to live with life. That's why people always ask, what's news? What's news? What's news? The newspapers have their parnasa from that attribute of people that like to hear news, even bad news they like to hear, because it's news. It's not monotonous. The hoiva, deriving life from the hoiva, is a kedushin zman, which has to do with the hoiva, and that's the second. The three regalim are, one is connected to the other, correspond to the other, to the past. One is corresponding to the hoiva, now. One is corresponding to the asid, of the future. The avar is connected Pesach. The Yibbeinu Shem took us out of Mitzrayim, and it should have been forgotten. After a long time, things get forgotten. And forgetting doesn't mean you forget what happened. If you know what happened, but you don't feel it. It's so long that you don't feel it. the feeling of the experience of old things is also called forgetfulness. It's forgetfulness, you don't feel what you felt then. It's an old story. You can't relive it. You can't feel it. You can't relive it. That's called also forgetting. So Pesach is the emphasis of looking at yourself kihilu hu yotza mitzrayim. Achshav karvanu amokim, we say by the God of Achshav karvanu amokim labedosa. Now the Rebbein Shem takes us out of Mitzrayim. It's not the Rebbein Shem took us out of Mitzrayim. Lamaan tiskar, you should always remember as Yoim Tzeis Chomeres Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayach. You shouldn't forget it. You should always remember it. Remembering means you should feel it. You should feel it. You should feel it as a present, not as something in the past. It happens. Ba'avizeh Osa Hashem, we say at Pesach at night, Ba'avizeh Osa Hashem Li, the Bereshit did it to me, but Tzeisi Mitzrayim. In other words, every Pesach, the Bereshit makes us relive Tzeis Mitzrayim, relive, experience, over-experience Tzeis Mitzrayim, make a new experience of Tzeis Mitzrayim, experience again Tzeis Mitzrayim, and tell your children, Ba'avizeh Osa Hashem Li, but Tzeisi Mitzrayim, now I went out of Mitzrayim. He himself went out of Mitzrayim. It's over. That's really, really Pesach's the rosh of all Yom Tovim. It's the main of all the. In other words, Pesach the version takes us into the kedushas as man. It's the source. It's the rosh. It's the king of all Yom Tovim. Because really, all Yom Tovim are a relivement of things that happened. Since Pesach is especially the emphasis on reliving, so that's why it's the Rosh. It's considered the Rosh of Kol HaMayadis. But Pesach is beikir, mainly the taking us out of the mishap of Zman, which causes forgetfulness. Which has to do is connected with the attribute of Zman, which is called past, something that once happened, an old story. Torah, a person learns Torah. Every day is kechadoshes. Every day is matan Torah. You have to learn Torah like your mekabla today from Har Sinai. Because I'll say, tell us, ma hasam be'im of year of resis vizir of Khan. Whenever you learn the Torah, learns Torah, he is like his mekabla from the Rebbein Shel himself on Har Sinai. B'chol yoyim v'yoyim, every day, baskol yoytis mahar Sinai. It goes a baskol mahar Sinai every day. The Rebbein Shem is mechadish chedushim. The Medrash says every day the Rebbein Shem is mechadish new chedushim and Torah, new insights, new revelations. The Torah become revealed every day to the Lame the Torah, because the Rebbein Shem is a noisei na Torah. We don't say nasa na Torah, we say noisei na Torah. The Rebbein Shem gives us Torah, make a birchas a Torah every day, because the Rebbein Shem gives us every day Torah. Torah is the hoiva. Torah is someone who learns Torah. Doesn't live a monotonous life. He lives a life of chiyus, a life of which is full of simcha, a chayim, which is full of chedushim, something that happened every day. By yoyim hazeh boi midbar Sinai, this day they came to midbar Sinai. Every day we come to midbar Sinai. Every day we're mekabel the Torah. In other words, shvuas takes us out of the mishap in Zman, the shortcoming of Zman, which comes from the Hoiva, from the present. That's the middle Yom Tov. That's correspond to the Hoiva. Maybe I came late because the whole Josh is big above the man of time. So Sukkis, this man has another limitation. Man makes us not see the future. Something that didn't happen yet, it means that it didn't come into our time. It's not in our times. It's in the future. And we can't see the future. We should be able to see future. But as a mishap in Zman, Zman serves as a wall, as a blockage. Not to see the future. Something that didn't happen yet, you don't know about, can't see it, didn't experience it. So Sukkis is this man of Ruach HaKodesh, of Nevuah, prophecy, Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh, Shi'av and Ruach HaKodesh. It's a Zman of Simcha. Every Yom Tov is a Zman of Simcha. So all the Yom Tovim are included. They're included one in another. They're like one. They connect Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, which Chazal tells us Avram is included in Yitzchak. Avram Nikri Yitzchak, Avram Nikri Yaakov, Yitzchak Nikri Avram, Yitzchak Nikri Yaakov. They're like one. Hoive, by the Rebbein Shloim, the Hoive, the present, the past, and the future, the hoiva, hoya, hoya, hoiva, viya is one. It's echad, it's one. So the future, by the Rebbein Shloim, is as clear as the past, as clear as the present, as clear as the past. Every neshama, which is a chedek l'kayim amal, or is a navi, or enam navim, if they're not navim, b'nei navim, they have a certain feeling, a certain intuition, a certain insight in the future. Not only do they have an insight in the future, they could enter the future. They could live in a certain way. They could lift themselves above the present and live in a sort of futurama, in a world of future. This is a special trait of Yom Tov, which is called Zman Simchaseinu. Especially on Sukkis, which is called Zman Simchaseinu. Sukkis is Anana Yekoved. Anana Yekoved means that we went to the future. We are going. We are going through the Anana Yekoved. We are a nation that goes. It's a traveling nation. A nation that goes. Where do you go? Where does a person go? He goes to his future. And Sukkah, as far as I say, is a lashon of looking. Stakless, looking. Seeing something that normal state can't be seen. You could look at the future, you could see the future. So that's why it's a Zman, which is called Zman Simchaseinu, Zman of Simcha. Because Adain L'Samcha Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo, the Bereshit didn't yet. Wasn't yet happy with his world. He didn't rejoice with his world yet. Adayin lo yisamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo. The Rebbein Shem didn't rejoice. Yismach Hashem b'maasach. In the future, the Rebbein Shem will be yismach. Will kiviyachol be zoichet to the middah of simcha. Yismach Hashem b'maasach. There's many problems in the world. And it's Adayin lo yisamach HaKadosh Baruch. The bunch didn't yet rejoice with the world. So if we have a Zman of Simchaseinu, that the bunch expects of us, Simcha, it means that the bunch wants us to enter the future of Yismach Hashem B'maaseh. You have to go into the future, of Yismach Hashem, above the limitations of Zman that don't let us experience the future. We should be able to go into the world of future and experience the simcha of the future even now too. So this is lifting us above the limitation of Zman which has to do with the future of Hashem Yimloch Lo'olam Va'ad. Hashem Yimloch, we should be able to enter the world which is called Yimloch. Yimloch Lo'olam Va'ad. So basically, this is the Kedusha of the Zmanim, the Kaddish Yisrael of Zmanim. I'll say another short remez. It's connected, it's correspond to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Yisrael's man is Gematria Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. So the Kaddish Yisrael of Hazmanim is correspond to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. And this is the first Yom Tov, is the Yom Tov of Sukkis, of Pesach, which takes us into this Kiddushes HaMayadim, Rosh Kol Mayadim. It's the first of all Mayadim. And it takes us above the limitations of Zman. So that's the deeper meaning of B'chipazon Yitzosom in Mitzrayim. He went out of Mitzrayim above the limitations of Zman. B'chipazon Yitzosom in 1 second, that's Zman that can't be even grasped by human conception. Was a second of Yitzias Mitzrayim, because we are a nation which is above Zman, the Kaddish Yisrael of Zman. Rabbi Zmazba the Matzah is the food of Pesach, because by normal food, chametz, so it's made of its ingredients, the ingredients which bread is made. But the fact that it's chametz, it comes from Zman, because Zman had its effect on the water and the flour, and made it into chametz. Since we are above Zman b'chepazon Yitzosim Mitzrayim, the hispik b'tzeikam shel avisein lahachmitz, and at shlig lalem melech malach hamlochem, we are above Zman. So therefore, we eat matzah. Matzah is the food of Klal Yisrael, which is above the creation of Zman. That's matzah. Let's go one step forward. Zman also symbolizes, stands for something which is called sequence, Seder. I don't know exactly the word in English of Seder. Seder, that means there's normal way of acting, step after step. When you act in a certain seder, which is called step after step, that's called seder, sequence, seder. And zman means this comes before this. This is before the first. You have to do this, then after this, you have to do something else. After this, something which is called order. Zman sets the order of happenings, the order of things that happen. Ata b'chatanu mekol ha'amim. The bench was boicha, Klal Yisrael mekol ha'amim. Is means that Ovos HaKadoshim, or Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Ovos HaKadoshim, brought about for Klal Yisrael a Kedusha, which is called Kedushas Yisrael. It's a kedusha, which they brought in this world, which is called Kedushas Yisrael, the kedusha of Klal Yisrael. You know, the Kedushas Yisrael is very great. It's an infinite Kedusha. It's an unlimited Kedusha. It's a Kedusha that can't. It's an eternal Kedusha. A Kedusha which can't be diminished by nothing, by anything. Yisrael Afa Pishachata Yisrael. Even though he did Averis, he's the biggest Rasha. Yisrael, Yisrael, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Leilam Haba. Every Yisrael has a Chelik Leilam Haba. It's La'alocha, you can see it La'alocha. Even the biggest Rasha, if he's Mechal Shabbos, he's Chayav Misa. If he wouldn't be a Yisrael, he wouldn't be Mechayav Misa. He's a Yisrael. And he was Mechal Kedushas Yisrael by being Mechal Shabbos. Even though he was a Mechal Shabbos, he's considered desecrating Kedushas Yisrael by his Chil Shabbos. Yisrael, Afa Pishachata, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yeshlam Chelik Leilam Haba. So, what's that Kedusha? What's that Kedusha which is called Kedushas Yisrael? It means that the world once come to its perfection, to its tikkun, and Klal Yisrael, Mitzad Kedushas Yisrael, looking at at the perspective of Kedushas Yisrael, attained that Kedusha of which creation will attain in the time of the of the time of perfection, the time of the Tikkun HaShalom, in times Yimoyis HaMashiach. Tikkun HaShalom, when the world will go out of its fault of the chesaron of the Eitz Hadas, which created all troubles in the world, all things in the world which are not like they're supposed to be, came through the chait, through the very chait of the Eitz Hadas. And the Ovos HaKadoshim, they with their tzidkus, with their righteousness, which with their tzidkus, with their saintliness, they brought about a kedusha which is pure from the pgam, from the chait of Adam Rishon, of the Eitz Hadas. This means Kedushas Yisrael. Kedushas Yisrael means a kedusha, which is, in other words, every yid has in himself a spark, which is called Yisrael, and that's an inheritance of the Ovos HaKadoshim, which inherited for Klal Yisrael a certain spark of kedusha, which is pure. It's like Yimoyis HaMashiach. It's like after Mashiach came. It's pure kedusha, which has no taruvus, no mixture of ra of the chait of Eitz Hadas, of ra. A question on that. A question could be that Adam Rishon, even before he ate from the Eitz Hadas, he was pure. but he did aver afterwards, and he lost his madrega of being pure from the Eitz HaDaas. So the Avos HaKadoshim, when they purified us from the chait of Eitz HaDaas, so what's the guarantee that after you have a Yisrael, even after if you're Yisrael, or even after Tikkun HaShalom, after Mashiach will come, it will be the Tikkun HaShalom. What's the guarantee, so to speak? What makes us sure? What's the guarantee that he wouldn't do like Adam Rishon did before he ate from the Eitz HaDaas? He wouldn't lose his madrega. He wouldn't lose his stature. With what is Kiddush Yisrael something that guarantees like a certain Kiddush that he can't lose? Adam Rishon, before he ate from the Eitz HaDaas, he lost his madrega. He lost his madrega that he had before he ate from the Eitz HaDaas. So if the Avos HaKadoshim purified us from the chait of the Eitz HaDaas, they were masakeh in the chait of Adam Rishon, what's the guarantee that Yisrael afa pi shechata Yisraeli? What's the guarantee that kol Yisrael yeshem chelik lehem haba? What are we sure that we chas v'sholem we wouldn't lose that kedusha of just like Adam Rishon lost his kedusha that he had before the chait of Eitz HaDaas? So the answer is that when Adam Rishon didn't eat from the Eitz HaDaas, he could have done it in two ways. He should have done it in one way, and then he would have been successful. And he did it in a different way, which was like sort of. Which was destined not to be successful. He had a big Yetzer of eating of Eitz HaDaas, the Nachash, the serpent, the Nachash did all that he could to influence him to eat from the Eitz HaDaas. It was a very, very big Nisoyan, and we won't go into the depth of it. It's a subject for itself. The linen of the Nisoyan of Adam Rishon before of eating from the Eitz HaDaas, but he didn't succeed. I would say the words that he didn't succeed because the Rebbe didn't want him to succeed. But I wouldn't explain it now. The Rebbe didn't want him to succeed in such a way, but he didn't succeed. He didn't succeed through by not eating from the Eitz HaDaas through just refraining himself from not eating from the Eitz HaDaas. In other words, you are a Baal Pechir, you're a man of free choice. You could eat from the Eitz HaDaas. You have a choice. You have a choice to eat. You have a choice not to eat. And you should the plain meaning of the commandment of the Rebbeinu Shlomo, the mitzvah. You shouldn't eat from the Eitz HaDaas. Don't eat from the Eitz HaDaas. Is the plain commandment was don't eat from the Eitz HaDaas. Don't eat. Refrain yourself. If you would refrain himself only on that Friday till Shabbos, so everything would be very happy. Everyone would be very happy. I would see only smiles, all faces. And everything would be the Tikkun HaShalom, would be Oz Yemalis, Chayk Pino, Shenein Rino. Would be only Simcha and it would be a Tikkun HaShalom. It would be the Tikkun HaShalom. But he had a big Eitz HaRa. He ate from the Eitz HaDaas. It was a very big Eitz HaRa. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo uses, it's also a subject in itself, but I'll just note the source of it. The Rebbeinu Shlomo really uses the Nachash himself. uses the Yetzirah, someone who understands the Yetzirah, knows that Rav Hashem uses the Nachash, even though apparently he seems to make a person be transgress the will of Hashem. But if you see him through, you could see that not only does he make you be over, do averus, and not be mekayim the mitzvahs. You see him through, and you see the chiyus of him. You see that he really, if you're a tzaddik, and you could see him through, you could see that he really helps you. He really helps you to do the Ratz Nasha. So the Nachash told, he told the other merchant, told Chava, Afki Amalekim, did the Rebbeinu tell you? Koil Etzagan, the Seichel Mekol Etzagan, you shouldn't eat from all the Etzagan. Did the Rebbeinu tell you that? So the plain meaning of the Nachash was, he said something down to start some conversation. You know, the Rebbeinu Chava told him, I could eat from all Eitzayagan, only not from the Eitzadas. But he started his conversation. Did the Rebbe Hashem tell you not to eat from all Eitzagan? In other words, the deeper meaning is that the Rebbe Hashem didn't tell you not to eat from all Eitzagan. There's one Eitzagan that you should eat. Not only it's Eitzagan, it's called the Koil Eitzagan, because it includes all Eitzayagan. It's the focal point of all Eitzayagan, the tree, so to speak, of the Gan Eden, means certain koiches, certain powers that the Bereshit put in creation, which is called Eitzagan, which is the Gan Eden is called like the source of creation, the source of this part of creation, the source of this, everything is a different eight. And something that includes everything is called the secret of life, the secret of Chaim, which is called the Eitz HaChaim. The Eitz HaChaim, the Soich HaGan, the Eitz HaChaim, which is in the middle of the Gan, like the Zohar says, it's in the middle, means that's the focal point of all Eitz HaGan. Everything comes from there, just like Yerushalayim is the middle of the world, and everything comes from Yerushalayim. And the same way, the Eitz HaChaim is considered this focal point of all Eitz HaGan, and everything comes from the Eitz HaChaim. So in other words, the Nachash told him, did the Rebbe Hashem tell you not to eat from the Eitz HaChaim? He didn't say it explicitly, but that's the deeper meaning of the Nachash. Because the Nachash himself has to help Adam Rishon to succeed. Did the Rebbe Hashem tell you not to eat from the Eitz HaChaim? Why not eat from the Eitz HaChaim? Why didn't he eat from the Eitz HaChaim? If he would have eaten from the Eitz HaChaim, everything would have been perfect. In other words, he would have lost his free choice of not eating from the Eitz of refraining himself to eat from the Eitz HaDa'as. And there's a depth in the free choice of a person. A person has a free choice to lose his free choice. He has that in itself is free choice. He could put himself in a state that he would not be able to do something bad. It's not that he doesn't have free choice. He has free choice to lose his free choice. Barasi, let's say, like Chazal say, Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Tari Tavla. Halvai, Oisi Ozvi, Chazal said, Halvai, they would have left me, with Terasi Shamari, they would have heeded my Torah, Shamar, Shabbat, the Torah would bring them good. In other words, in a certain way, they would, in a certain way, if you learn Torah at its shorish, it wouldn't be in a certain way, it would be definitely. But Torah, in other words, is higher than the Yetzirah. B'shas Matan Torah, when Eden, when Klais were mekabel the Torah, they poskes amosim, they didn't have no Yetzirah. The Zohar says that the Yetzirah is called the Torah. Yetzirah. In other words, there's two things. There's Toiv and there's Ra. It's Adas, it's Toiv and Ra. When you have Toiv and you have Ra, so then you have a free choice. You could choose a Ra, you could choose a Toiv. You're a Baal Pchir, you have a free choice. But when the question is Chaim and Mavas, so we see that no one wants to choose. You don't have a free choice to choose mothers, even though people could choose mothers, people could commit suicide. But that's not a real free choice. Because they don't understand the true meaning of Chai. The fact that hardly ever a person would choose mothers comes from the fact that at its source, at its shorish, a person can't choose mothers. If a person would know what Chaim is really, he would be unable to choose mothers. And Asati Lachaim Asach as a Toiv, I gave you the Toiv and the Chaim and the mothers and the Ra. In other words, the part of Toiv of the Eitz Hadas is very much connected to the Chaim. It's like one with the Chaim. Understanding deeper the meaning of the Toiv is understanding that Toiv is not Toiv, Toiv is Chaim. Understanding deeper the meaning of the Ra would mean that the Ra is not Ra, the Ra is Mavas. And if you go at its depth and of the Toiv and Ra, you would see that it's not a free choice of Toiv and Ra, it's a choice of Chaim and Mavas. And once you understand that, and you have a taste of Chaim, and you feel Chaim, you can't choose Mavas. In other words, if Adam and Rishon would have eaten from the Eitz HaChaim, he wouldn't be able to eat from the Eitz HaDa'as. That's why the Eitz HaChaim was created for. Because like this, you could ask a question, why was the Eitz HaChaim created for? There's no decree on Mavas and on Rishon before he did Aver. So why does he have to eat from the Eitz HaChaim? He lives without the Eitz HaChaim. Say the plain meaning means that, of course, there's no decree of Mavas, he wouldn't die, but he has to eat. If he wouldn't eat, he would die. Ochel Toichel, because Eitz HaGan Ochel Toichel. He has to eat, but he wouldn't die. He would never die, but he has to continue his life through Achil. But once he eats from the Eitz HaChaim, it's Ochel V'chai Li'olam, even though he wouldn't eat. V'chai lo'im, once he ate from the Eitz HaChaim, is v'chai lo'im, he has eternal life. He tasted the true meaning of life. Life means Dveikus Hashem, Dveikus in Rebbein Shalom. Rebbein Shalom is the Chai. Rebbein Shalom is the Chai, Achaim. V'atam HaDveikim, V'Hashem Elokeichem Chaim Kulchem Hayoyim. If he would eat from the Eitz HaChaim, he would be Zoichet to Dveikus. And that Dveikus would make him unable to separate himself from that Dveikus and eat from the Eitz HaDa'as, which the Eitz HaDa'as is Ra and Mavas, which of course separates him from that Dveikus. If we would once feel the true meaning of Dveikus B'Hashem, being attached to Hashem, being unified with Hashem, being one with Hashem, and having the same characteristics trait, Kiviyachal, of Hashem, just like the Ribbono Shel Olam is Chai Li'olam, the same way the tzaddik is Chai Li'olam, so then there's no free choice. There's no free choice of separating, to be separated from this Chai. But Adam Rishon felt that he was not ready to eat from the Eitz HaChaim, because you have to go with a sequence. You have to go from a drager to a madrager. There's a madrager. You can't be Dveikus B'Hashem. You can't have Dveikus B'Hashem if you don't have Toiv. You're not Toiv enough. First, you have to work being like the Bereshim told you explicitly. The Bereshim he did what he was commanded to do. You know, you do what you're commanded to do, what you're told to do. Bereshim didn't tell him to eat from the Eitz Chaim. Didn't tell him to eat from the Eitz Chaim. He didn't tell explicitly to eat from the Eitz Chaim. He told them, you're allowed to eat from Eitz, but you don't have to eat. There's no mitzvah to eat from the Eitz Chaim. So he felt he's not on the Madrega to eat from the Eitz Chaim, not the Madrega of Dveikus. He has to eat from, not to eat, refrain from the eat from the Eitz Adas, be Zoycha to the Toiv, and after the Toiv, after you have Toiv, you're a good Jew, you're Toiv, then you go up to Dveikus. Go to Dveikus after you Toiv. And before you Toiv, don't have no business with Chaim. You have no business with Chaim. Chaim is a big madrega. Chaim is Chaim at Madveikim Bashem Azekechem. Chaim Kilcham Ayoim. It's go madrega after madrega. Everything I have to repeat, because everything is a subject in itself. Everything could be said a drush in itself. So I'm sure the Olam is Yishma Chacham V'Yosef Lekach. I understand Chassidus. I would add on their own understanding, deeper understanding, you know, what we're saying now. A big foundation of Avodas Hashem is that a person should understand that he has to do something even though he was not commanded to do it explicitly, because it's negeya. It how is it again in English? It's negeya to his chayim. When something is negeya to your chayim, you could do things that goes out of order. You could do wild things when it's negeya to your chayim. You don't use your mind, your plain mind that goes after sequence, you know. Madrega after madrega. It's negeya to your chayim, you know. It's negeya to your life. It's your life. So when something is negeya to your life, you don't go with the normal seder. The Rebbeinu wanted the Rishon to understand that we're speaking here about something which is negeya to your life. Not only Toiv, there's something Chaim here. There's the Eitz Chaim. And the Eitz Chaim is negeya to your life. So therefore, you could skip over your normal senses to tell you that don't connect yourself to Chaim as long as you didn't eat from the Eitz Hadas. Skip it over. Eat from the Eitz Chaim. Did the Rebbeinu Shem tell you Mekoyel Eitz Hagan? The Rebbeinu Shem told you don't eat from the Koil Eitz Hagan, from the middle of the Eitz Hagan, from the, something that includes all the Eitz Hagan. From the Eitz Chaim, Koil is Gematria Chamishim. Chamishim is the Shahr Chamishim. Yitzis Mitzrayim is Chamishim Yotzi Neisom Eretz Mitzrayim. It's considered the Shahr Chamishim. In other words, Bechipozo and Yotzosom and Mitzrayim, which is the Bechir of Klal Yisrael, we ask the question, the Avos HaKadoshim purified us from the chait of the Eitz Hadas. So what makes us sure that we wouldn't go back to the chait of Eitz Hadas after we purified? What makes the Kedushas Yisrael? So the answer is that the Avos HaKadoshim tasted from the Eitz Chaim. Their purification from the Eitz Hadas came through their tasting of the Eitz Chaim. Their Dveikus Aboyer was Avos Hanhan Merkava. Shloisha, Hetima Makadosh Baruch Hu Ma'ein Olam Haba. Three, the Rebbeinu Shem gave them a taste of Ma'ein Olam Haba. Ba'koil, Mikoil, Koil. Ba'koil is Avraham Avinu, Mikoil is Yitzchak, and Koil is Yaakov. Koil is koil etzagam. That's koil. That includes everything. Chai. The mufcher of the ovis, the best, the perfection of the ovis is Yaakov Avinu Loimeis. Yaakov was zoich etzachai. In other words, the ovis akdoshim tasted from the etzachai. The inherited the Klal Yisrael and the pchir and the Bereshim chose Klal Yisrael as the ama nifcher came from a taste of the etzachai by Kriyas Yamsuf. After a week of the sphere, we had Mekan Remes L'Tchiyas Amesim in the Torah. We had a Remes L'Tchiyas Amesim. The Zgalus, the revelation of Kriyas Yamsuf, was a taste of Matan Torah, of what's going to happen after 7 weeks. After the first week, we have what's going to happen the seventh week. After the seventh week, Hayoyim Azad, this day, Reinu Ki Daber Elokim Es Adam V'Chay. We tasted what Chaim really means. Chaim means Dveikus Abayr. Chaim is Dveikus Abayr Matan Torah. Matan Torah is Dveikus Abayr. Once you taste from Deitz Chaim, so that part of our neshama, which is connected to the Ovis HaKadoshim, which tasted from Deitz Chaim, that's called Kedushas Yisrael. The nation that tasted from Deitz Chaim. And a nation that tasted once from the Eitz HaChayim can't go back, just like other Rishon. If you would have eaten from the Eitz HaChayim, wouldn't be able to eat from the Eitz HaDas. So that part of Yisrael, which is called Kedushas Yisrael, means that spark of Kedusha, which comes from the others that tasted from the Eitz HaChayim. So going above the norm, going above this, the order of sequence, being in the Memtes Shari Tumah, Klal Yisrael, and Nigla Aleihem Melech Malchem Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Golam, and they went out of they detached themselves from the Tumas Mitzrayim, and they attached themselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Lechtech Achrei B'Midbar Be'eretz Lo Zeruah, you went after me B'Midbar Be'eretz Lo Zeruah. That means that they felt that there's that their chayim. They felt that their chayim is being connected to Hashem, and that enabled them to detach from Tumas Mitzrayim. Shaloi ki seder, b'chipazon means above zman, means above seder, above sequence. B'chipazon, quickly, all of a sudden, he went out of Mitzrayim. So that's the Kedushas Yisrael, which Rebbeinu reveals to Klal Yisrael on the night of Pesach, the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Bahi Bachtzi Alaylo. Rebbeinu gives us a taste of what Chaim is. Chaim is Dveikus Hashem. You have to add on that even though a person wouldn't feel it in his conscious senses, the Shomer definitely feels it, and that's what happens. If you're Zoicha, you feel it. You could feel it in consciously. You could feel it in your sense. You have to be Zoicha. You have to make a chana. You have to be Zoicha. Sometimes the Baruch Hashem conceals himself, but that's what happens. That it becomes Kedushas Yisrael. Kedushas Yisrael gets sort of renewed every Pesach night, and we are connected to that Kedusha, which is called Kedushas Yisrael, Kedusha of lifting yourself above the Eitz HaDa'as, and connecting yourself to the Chaim, ki heim chayenu. And this is Kedushas Yisrael. And this is the Atah B'chartonu V'kaluamim. It's above Zman, above the sequence, above the Seder of sequence, which is the secret of Kedushas Yisrael. Now, this has to go along with us in our Avodas Hashem, V'vadatas Avodah Zoyz B'chodesh Hazeh. Every person has his Avodah, his Madrega. But it has to come along with it a certain feeling, a certain intuition, to feel that it's not what he's only commanded to do. It's his life. It's his chaim that gives a different approach to the whole Indian of Avodas Hashem. And everybody to his madrega should daven, should make the right preparation that Hashem should light his neshama with that light of Chaim, that light of Chaim which comes revealed every Pesach at night, and through that to lighten his neshama, that Atar b'chatonim kolamim, that would go along with him, and all his avoda will help him along, and all his avoda help him overcome all obstacles, all yetzaharas, all very great yetzaharas. But he feels that's his life. He can't choose death. He can't choose misa. He can't choose misa without being attached to Hashem. It's misa. It's not ra'i, not you're bad. You're mavis. You're non-existent. And this is the message which Pesach at night gives to us. Atar b'chatonim kolam b'chepozan yitzasu mitzrayim ki heim chayenu v'oruch imenu v'hem nehege yema v'loilu v'shem b'zoich to the schaim nitzchim the times of the gula shleima v'yiz Mashiach barachma v'meheru v'meinu amein.
Last time I was
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that's good.
So, you know.